This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. May's jobs report shows employers are still struggling to find enough workers as the economy quickly reopens. President Joe Biden says the latest jobs report is a sign the economy is going well.
Jobs are up. Wages are up. Manufacturing is up. Growth is up. People gaining health care coverage is up. And small business confidence is up. America is finally on the move again.
His comments came Friday after the latest report showed U.S. employers added 559,000 jobs in May. It's an improvement over April's sluggish gain, but it fell short of economists' forecasts. The report also showed that companies are still struggling to find enough workers as the economy rapidly recovers from the pandemic recession. Facebook said it would suspend former President Donald Trump's accounts for 2 years following its findings that he stoked violence ahead of the deadly January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Facebook says it'll keep the ex-president's accounts suspended after finding his posts stoked violence before January's Capitol riot. The social media giant's quasi-independent oversight board last month upheld a suspension, but had given Facebook 6 months to decide what to do longer term. Facebook says it also plans to end a contentious policy that automatically exempted politicians from rules banning hate speech and abuse. While others can still read and comment on Trump's page, he cannot post new material. Twitter, on the other hand, has permanently banned him. Sagar Magani, Washington.
On Wall Street, stocks finished the week on an up note with all three major indices closing in positive territory. This is VOA News. Hundreds of people gathered near a Hong Kong park Friday night despite an annual ban on a candlelight vigil to remember the crackdown in Tiananmen Square and the arrest earlier in the day of an organizer of previous vigils. Reuters' Libby Hogan has more.
36-year-old Chow Hang Tung usually helps organize Hong Kong's June 4 vigil, the world's largest vigil to mark those who died during the bloody crackdown. Police have banned the vigil for a second year in a row, citing the coronavirus. Chow told Reuters this week before her arrest that June 4th was a test for Hong Kong of whether, quote, we can defend our bottom line of morality. Activists have called it a suppression of one of the city's most powerful symbols of democratic hope. On the streets, thousands of police were out on patrol to prevent people from gathering.
That's Reuters' Libby Hogan. Opponents of Myanmar's junta said Friday they had lost faith in Southeast Asian efforts to end the crisis in the country as two regional envoys met the military ruler Min Aung Hlaing in the capital, Naypyidaw. The Association of Southeast Asian Nations has led the main international diplomatic effort to find a way out of the crisis in Myanmar, a country in turmoil since the military's February 1st overthrow of Aung San Suu Kyi's elected government. State television reported the junta leader met on Friday with two members of the regional group. It said the meeting discussed Myanmar cooperating on humanitarian issues, holding an election once the country was stable, and what it said were irregularities in last year's election, which led to the military intervention. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Friday he is hoping to improve deeply damaged relations with the United States when he holds his first summit with President Joe Biden later this month. The face-to-face meeting in Geneva on June 16th comes amid the biggest crisis in ties between the two countries in years, with tensions high over issues including hacking allegations, human rights, and claims of election meddling. Putin claims Russia has no disagreements with the United States. He says the U.S. wants to hold back Russia's development and talk about it publicly. He also suggested that European nations should pay for Russian gas in euros rather than dollars, part of a wider effort by the country to reduce its reliance on the U.S. currency. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.